promise to give.
Thank you, Darren, for those kind words. Thank you all for being here this evening. And a special thank you to Chief McGeary, Chief McDonald, and the department's honor guards, the military veterans, the Lynn English Junior ROTC, and all the ceremony participants and people who helped make tonight possible. I want to congratulate all of the city councilors and the school committee members. I look forward to working with all of you. I also want to thank and recognize Senator Ed Markey, who spoke, and I really appreciate those really kind words, Senator. Thank you very much. Look forward to working together. I'll continue to work together. Attorney General Maury Healy, Auditor Suzanne Bump, my good friend and former colleague Marty Walsh, we served in the House together, Mayor of Boston, former Senate President Therese Murray, who I served under in the Senate. And Secretary Jay Ash is also here, Secretary of Economic Development and Housing, District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett, Sheriff Kevin Cloppinger, the former Lynn Mayors, who I was honored to take a picture with earlier. All of them were here today, and I really appreciate their presence. Members of the Lynn State Delegation, past and present, who worked hard with me together on things that are important to this city. Municipal leaders, distinguished members of the judiciary and members of the faith community, and members of the labor movement and labor leaders that were here with us tonight. I want to thank the voters of Lynn who have put their trust and faith in me to guide our city to a brighter future. I want to thank the department heads, Mayor Kennedy, and her team for their willingness to work with me as I prepared for the start of my administration. Most importantly, I want to thank my family, in particular, my wife, Maria, and my children, Thomas and Catherine, for their unwavering love and support. Lynn is a city we all believe in. The story of Lynn is my history and yours. It's the story of immigrants. My great-grandparents arrived here after fleeing the potato famine that was decimating their country. My maternal grandparents came from Sicily through Ellis Island over 100 years ago after an earthquake destroyed their community. Their stories are no different than those who immigrate today, seeking a better life with hope and an unwavering belief in the promise of America. It's the story of industry. Shoe manufacturing began here in Lynn in the 17th century, and it transformed Lynn into the shoe capital of the world by the mid-1800s. My grandmother, with only a seventh grade education, worked and organized in those very shoe factories in the city of Lynn to support her family after my grandfather returned home from World War I after he had been gassed and came back shell-shocked and disabled from World War I, and she supported her family. Within a generation, her son rose to serve as Speaker of the Massachusetts House of Representatives, and her grandson stands humbly before you, prepared to serve this city as mayor. That is the promise of America. From the founding days of the General Electric, where the world's first aircraft engine was built, Lynn has led the way, blessed with invaluable resources from Lynn Woods to a beautiful waterfront, with a downtown that is on the verge of a renaissance, and vibrant neighborhoods that are home to the city's greatest resource, the people who call Lynn home. Lynn's greatest strength has always been its diversity. We are at our best when we are working together to make everyone's dream a reality. As your mayor, it is my duty to ensure that our rich history guides us and fulfills future opportunities. A hero of mine, Robert Kennedy, once quoted George Bernard Shaw, "Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and ask, why not?" Imagine a Lynn that is again the gateway to the North Shore. Imagine a Lynn that is again the leader in the region. Imagine a Lynn that comes together to create opportunity that inspires and enriches the lives of residents and visitors. This is my vision for our city. My pledge to you is that my administration will work to bring our city together and ensure that every neighborhood, every person who calls Lynn home has a voice. We will work with our residents, with our schools, with our public safety officials, and our region to achieve the success that our city deserves. One of my first efforts will be to conduct a substantial review of the city's finances. In order for us to move forward, we must have a solid fiscal foundation. From my initial conversations with department heads, I know that coming in, we are facing a significant deficit in this year's budget. The challenge will be, as we look forward to next year and beyond, to find a way to close that gap. We need to stabilize our finances and ensure that your tax dollars, your hard-earned money, is not only being spent wisely, but that we are providing the services that you need. Conducting the citywide financial review will give us the ability to cut where it's necessary and invest where it's most needed. There will be tough decisions along the way, but they are decisions that I will make in a transparent and collaborative way with the long-term best interest of our community's future in mind. I believe in a city government that puts the people of Lynn first. From our schools to our first responders, from our libraries to our DPW, Lynn City Government can and will meet the needs of all of our residents. The reality is that our city finances are more than strained right now. However, this does not excuse City Hall from its full responsibility to you. Our neighborhoods need to be safe, our streets need to be clean and maintained, and our children need to be given every chance for success. I believe in hope and opportunity for all. For residents to feel engaged, whether they just moved here or their family has been here for generations, they need to see hope and opportunity. We need our children to dream big and believe that all of us are committed to their successes and that we, as a community, are willing to invest in their future. For our children to be ready for jobs of tomorrow, we need to create a roadmap to 21st century schools. We must re-engage the Massachusetts School Building Authority as part of that process. I will bring together a stakeholders working group to review the state of our schools and evaluate what investment is needed in order for all of our children to thrive. Our commitment to education and training does not stop as soon as someone is handed their high school diploma. If we want to attract new business to Lynn, we must make sure that both kids and adults have the skills and the training they need. My administration will continue to expand on the opportunities available through institutions like North Shore Community College and Salem State University. I believe in Lynn as a leader for our region. The history of Lynn has been a place where the people of Essex County and the North Shore look for leadership. Lynn was known as a place with great job opportunities, a downtown full of entertainment and shopping, and a city where the impossible becomes possible. My administration will pursue regional partnerships and be a leader in solutions to the common problems we all face, like the opioid crisis, housing, transportation, and education. We need to come together and find outside-of-the-box solutions. If we work collectively and are strong in our resolve, we will be able to help our city and the region reach its potential and realize its future. I believe in the untapped potential of Lynn. As mayor, I will just not imagine the new opportunities for Lynn. I will reach out and take them. The future we want for our city will never come if we sit back and wait for it. We have to take initiative, show what Lynn has to offer, and be prepared for any and every economic opportunity. Large and small economic development possibilities are all around us, but they will pass us by if we're not ready. From updating the waterfront plan to having our pitch ready for the next Amazon, I will be first in line to show potential businesses that Lynn should be their first choice. As your mayor, my administration will go after every opportunity that makes sense for the future of our community. There is no monopoly on good ideas, and I'm committed to working with anyone and everyone who wants to improve our city. The national political dialogue has become divisive. Fingers are pointed and blamed instead of working with each other to find common ground. That's not the way we do things here in Lynn. Today, I pledge that Lynn City Government will continue to be one of collaboration and inclusivity. On March 16, 1968, Robert Kennedy announced his candidacy for president, almost 50 years ago. As a seventh grader at St. Mary's Grammar School, I was inspired by his hope, passion, and determination during his presidential campaign to bring people together during a tumultuous time in our nation's history. The power of his words and ideas has guided my career as a public servant and resonate today. Kennedy said, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events. And in the total of all those acts will be written the history of this generation." My parents were taught the core values of hard work, family, and a commitment to community. My brother, sister, and I were raised with those same values. I always remember my father saying that he could sleep well at night knowing that he at least helped one person that day. That was his way of changing a small portion of events. How will we write our generation's history? We all have our part to play. We all can make a difference. From day one, City Hall will have an open-door policy. My administration will be one that is based on transparency and collaboration. I want City Hall to work with you to understand your needs and ideas about where our city should go. Over the next several months, I will host community forums in each of our wards to talk with you about the challenges we face. I want to hear your thoughts on the city today, your vision for how we thrive, and ensure that every neighborhood is engaged in bringing Lynn together. Lynn has been my family's home for generations, and I want everyone in our city, whether you have been here your entire lives, a few years, or just a few weeks, to feel hopeful about our future and to believe in our city. I want every resident to be able to build a comfortable life here. I want everyone to be proud of our history and excited for our future. I believe in Lynn. I believe in its people, and I believe in our ability to work together to forge a great path towards the Lynn of tomorrow. I want my children, your children, and our grandchildren to imagine a future where they live, work, and raise their families here. As your mayor, I will embrace our past. I will fight for our city today, and I will work to build the foundation for an even brighter tomorrow for everyone, for one Lynn, a city we all believe in. Thank you very much for being here tonight.